Are you hungry but only have 30 minutes to meal prep? Then download my new e-cookbook, What to Meal Prep, at successfitnessstore.com. You will get 3 step-by-step written and visual recipes for 1 high-protein meal that's under 600 calories. I'll help you cook fresh salmon, steam fresh broccoli, and quinoa in under 30 minutes to help you stay on track of your fitness goals. So go to successfitnessstore.com to download your copy today. Welcome to the Success Fitness Podcast. I am your host, Christian Evans. This podcast is about helping improve your relationship with diet and exercise to achieve success in your fitness journey. In today's podcast episode, we have a special guest, Miss Rosalina Finelli. Rosalina is from Fort Lauderdale, Florida, by way of Montreal, Canada, and is an executive director of learning and development for Kaplan North America. Growing up as the shy big kid and Italian, her love of pasta, bread, and sweets contributed to her reaching a total of 385 pounds. After beating her bout with cancer, divorce, and depression, Rosalina has lost a total of 216 pounds. And I quote from her, "I'm the happiest me I've ever been." Without further notice, Success Fitness family, please welcome Miss Rosalina Finelli. How you doing today?
I am doing great, thank you.
All righty. So you're in the Fort Lauderdale. I can't say that. Fort Lauderdale area. How's the weather down there today?
Well, it's summertime, so we start off with a sunny day, and then we've got torrential downpours here for the next couple of hours, and then it'll be pretty again. So it's
wow! Does it? So it does that just constantly down there?
Throughout the summer, we usually get a pretty good rainstorm between like 12 and 4 o'clock daily.
Get out of here. I didn't know that. I learned something new. What are gas prices down there? I know that's been a topic for everybody down there.
I think I saw 480 something on my way back home this morning.
Well, I want to start this off on a happy note. So congratulations for defeating cancer. In 2008, my mother passed from breast cancer, complications from breast cancer. So when I see somebody survive breast cancer, I salute them, or just cancer period. So I salute you on that one. And also congratulations on becoming a U.S. citizen. I've been following you on Instagram and I saw your journey doing that. So congratulations on both of those. So with that being said, tell everybody where you are currently from and, you know, how was it, you know, growing up?
So I was born in Montreal, Canada. So thank you for the congratulations on becoming a U.S. citizen. I've been in Florida for a good portion of my life, but I did move down here when I was 12 years old. Moved down here with my parents and my two brothers. So I, you know, moved from Canada to the States and pretty much grew up here.
Okay. So you stayed there till you were 12. So did you all drive down or did you fly down? How was that trip?
We used to come to Florida quite a bit because we had relatives here. So this is where we would vacation. But on the move back, I believe, if I recall, my brothers and my dad drove down and my mom and I flew.
Okay. So where do you fall into the sibling? Are you the big sister or the little sister?
I'm the little sister and the only girl.
Okay. So it's... So you got all brothers. How many siblings do you have?
I have 2 older brothers.
Okay, cool. It's kind of like the opposite of my nieces and my nephew there. I got 2 nieces and a nephew. Well, now I have one. I have an additional nephew now. My other brother, my youngest brother, just had his baby. Now I have 2 nephews. So how was it growing up Italian with all that good food, the pastas, the breads, the cheese? And, you know, I love Italian food. Matter of fact, I actually got my nieces and nephews here this weekend and I made them some spaghetti and meatballs. So how was it growing up with that, you know, type of diet? Like, did that contribute to you, I guess, being the shy big kid? You know, how did that you know, work out for you?
Yeah, well, I was born 10 pounds. So I instantly, from being a baby, was a little chunky monkey, right? But my mom cooked for the entire family. And like many cultures, you know, food is a central point of celebrations. And that is my mom's thing. She loved to cook for the family. So I was always around, you know, I have a big family with my extended family, aunts, uncles, cousins, and so forth. So we were always celebrating something. And so growing up, it was constantly, you know, pasta, it was constantly bread, rice, potatoes, meat. And I can recall even being a small child, you know, hearing my mom saying, you know, eat some more, because that's just love for her, you know. But unfortunately, when we continue to eat some more, that leads to other different behaviors.
I got you. I got you. I come from a pretty big family just as well. And that is one of the ways we, you know, celebrate or show love is cook. My niece just told me, she said, every time I come over here, I feel like I'm getting fat because I just feed them. I just feed them because you just love just being around them. It's just, you know, you have talks at the dinner table. You know, I don't see them that often. So I can totally get that. You know, you had mentioned depression. Where did that come from? Where did that originate from that could you remember?
Well, I think it originated as a teenager because I, you know, being from Canada, moving to Florida, my parents being Italian also were very strict. And I was pretty sheltered, you know, going through middle school and high school. So I didn't get to do a lot of the things that the other kids used to. And then I realized that I was heavier than some of the others that were in school with me. I never got asked out to, you know, homecoming or prom. So I essentially ended up eating my feelings throughout my entire life. And it did lead to some type of depression because I was staying home and kind of eating those feelings away versus doing some of those interactive activities that could have kept me healthier.
I got you. Now, were there like, you know, anything that you were interested in, you know, as a kid, far as even if it was sports or, you know, just going out that, you know, you felt you, whether it's self-confidence from your weight at the time, that you wanted to do, but like I said, the weight kind of contribute to like, let me not.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened. Was I was on the outside looking in, and I would always say, oh, I would love to play softball or I'd love to play soccer, but I knew I didn't have that physical capacity to be able to do so. And I felt like I wasn't going to be selected on the team. So I just naturally didn't ever choose to pursue it. Because like I said, I grew up a big kid my entire life. I was, you know, 130, 140 by the time I got into middle school, and then high school, I was in the 200s, and it just kept going higher and higher. So the more I felt that rejection from the lack of things that I could do in school, the lack of, you know, having boyfriends or not being asked out, and layering bullying on top of that, because I was certainly made fun of quite a bit being a big kid in school, that just kind of led to me, you know, being that shy girl. And just, you know, I had friends and friends were great, but internally, you know, I was struggling.
I got you. And not to even dig up so much of the past, because I kind of share some of the, you know, similarities in that as far as growing up as the big kid. Growing up, you know, in school, you're like, hey, I would like to go out for that. Or sometimes you may not even think that you, at least in my case, that you would even like something like that. Even when it comes to like, you know, being physical, you know, I never, you know, thought that I would be a personal trainer when I, you know, grew up or whatever, because, you know, going to school, you know, your lifestyle at that time is the total opposite of what you do now. You know, there was no motivation to do that. And it's because sometimes you encounter, I may not have encountered bullying so much because I was a big kid people were afraid about, but you do hear mean things. What were like some of those things that just really just, you know, just got to you during that time?
So in, you know, middle school, especially, you know, those desks that you have to literally squeeze your body into, and there's like a piece of desk in front and it wraps around the back. That was tough for me because I was a bigger kid and I had to squeeze myself into that desk, and I was literally like barely able to breathe. And, you know, I would get the snickers and the laughs and stuff like that. You know, kids are brutally honest. And they will say things that are very hurtful. Naturally, after, you know, middle school and into high school, I was able to surround myself with a very positive group of friends that loved me for me, you know, and that was really helpful for me in that stage of my life, because I started learning about self-love very early on. Even though I had the weight on me, I did have confidence to pursue some things like 5Ks. You know, you would barely see people out there and they're 300 pounds plus pursuing a 5K. And I still went after that type of challenge, you know, kickboxing, things like that. I still, you know, involved myself in those things because I wanted to prove to myself that my weight was not a limitation. So I went from that stage of life where I was bullied and picked on and had that depression. But then I, you know, kind of shifted my mindset to say, you know, you got to start somewhere.
Right, right. So with that being said, you have to start somewhere. You had reached a peak weight for you that was 385. Now, how tall are you?
I am 5'5".
Okay. So everybody hear that in context, 5'5" and 385 pounds. What made you decide, kind of finally decide to have weight loss surgery to help you out? Like, what was that moment like? You know what, today is the day that you just start the process of even thinking about it. What was that moment for you?
You know, I felt like I've tried every single diet or program my entire life, you know, from just Weight Watchers to Nutrisystem to keto to all kinds of things, you know, and I've always been in this yo-yo phase of I lose 10 pounds and I feel good about it, but then you fall off and then you gain it back. And then when you gain it back, you're gaining those 10 plus more. So I felt myself going through this up and down of weight gain and weight loss. There was one point where I lost 100 pounds naturally. I was working out, kickboxing, eating, you know, more proteins and veggies. And then I got to a very stressful point of my life in my relationship, and I fell back to some of those habits and found myself gaining, I think it was like 30, 35 pounds back. And at that point, I said to myself, I need help. And that's when I went and I spoke to, you know, the nutritionist and the doctor about the gastric sleeve surgery. And I made that decision at that point because I was just tired of the ups and downs and the roller coaster of weight loss.
Okay. What were some of the pre-surgery requirements or checklists that you had to go through before you, you know, went under?
Yeah, so psychological evaluations, they made you speak to a psychologist to make sure that you were mentally prepared to make this decision. Because, you know, they will tell you that weight loss surgery is not an easy fix. It is a tool, but there's other behaviors that you need to follow through with to help you lose that weight. So they wanted to make sure from a mindset perspective that you were ready to take that on. Then you also had to go see a nutritionist, and there were a series of visits kind of prepping you. You know, sharing what I would be required to do from a vitamin standpoint to my food intake and so forth. So I had to speak to a nutritionist. And then I also had to show that I could not gain weight through the process. It was a 3-month process before they approved my surgery. So I had to go in constantly, get weighed in and make sure that I understood that I shouldn't be gaining weight through this process. I actually lost, I think, 20 pounds before my surgery.
Okay. Were there any moments that you kind of doubted your decision prior to going under? And I'm asking it from a standpoint of just being nervous. You know how, you know, sometimes it's like, okay, well, today I got to make this speech, you know, whatever. And it's like, oh, I don't want to do it now, because you just kind of get those nerves, you know what I mean? So did you have those kind of what do you want to call it? I don't know what they call it. Like even in marriage, or somebody gets cold feet and they run out and, you know what I'm saying, leave the marriage or their wedding or whatever. Did you have any of those moments, you know, prior to up and you're like, you know, I'm gonna call them and just call this off. You know, I'm gonna, you know, charge the money, whatever. Did you ever have any of those moments? And how was that?
I did. It was actually a couple of days leading up to the surgery date. And I asked myself, do you really want to go through with this? Like, this is a big thing, because they tell you your lifestyle will completely change. You know, once you have that surgery, there's certain foods you won't be able to eat. And it's not going to be an easy transition to being able to eat anything that you want, to having to truly, you know, watch what you're eating. And for me, when I asked myself, what is it worth it to you? You know, do you want to get healthy and find yourself in a place that you can have a healthy lifestyle versus still living in this place of having access to all kinds of foods? My answer was, I want to get healthy. And I went forward with it.
Okay. Now, post-surgery, how was like that first week, that first 2 weeks post-surgery, what were you feeling? What were you looking for as far as like, you know, any signs in your body of, you know, rejection or looking at the scale or clothes? What was that, you know, first week or 2 weeks like for you post-surgery?
So the first 3 days after surgery, I was pretty ill. I couldn't even keep water down. I was throwing it back up and I felt very weak. Like that, I was at that moment where I said to myself, what did I do? You know, but that's just part of your body trying to respond to what 80% of your stomach being removed from, right, from your organs. So, you know, 3 days after, I was very sick. And then slowly but surely, I started understanding what my body could hold, my new stomach or pouch, what I could hold down. And it's a transition, right? You start off on clear liquids, and then they move you to full liquids. And, you know, you eventually go through this process until you can start eating soft foods and purees and then solids eventually. But it does take time. You know, some people will drop that weight pretty quickly. And then there's some of us that you'll see a slow progression, but eventually you'll see the results that you're looking for.
Now, did you work out during that, say like your first 100 pounds being lost? And to put everything in context, I guess talking to somebody who's lost over 100 pounds, it can sound so easy, right? And for those people who are struggling or have a challenge just to lose like 25. So I don't want to say it, you know, to the listeners as if that's an easy thing to do. You know what I mean? Because I've lost 187, you lost over 200 pounds. So what was your workout routine, if you had one? Let's say during that first 100 pounds of being lost, what was that like?
Yeah, so I do have a membership to the gym, and you know, I'm not one that is in the gym 5 days a week. I work quite a bit, and sometimes those hours are long, so I have to try to figure out what working out is going to look like for me. But I do love the elliptical, do love the treadmill. I do some strength training. But usually it's an hour, 2 to 3 times a week. I have found other ways to stay active, whether it's in the middle of a workday. If I've got 20 minutes, I'll get up and go walk around my neighborhood. But, you know, I was pretty active while trying to lose weight, because you can't just depend on the surgery to lose the weight. You've got to make sure that you're taking in your protein, your vitamins, you're watching what you're eating, and you're also exercising as well.
Got you. What did you find? What was your favorite workout, you know, during that weight loss period of time, or even currently? You can do it then or now. Maybe it changed, maybe it stays the same. I don't know.
Yeah, the elliptical is definitely my favorite, because I carried most of my weight on the lower side of my body. So the elliptical is better for my knees. But I do like challenging myself to strength training as well. So I'll do some of the machines that are available at the gym. I am a big fan of doing 5Ks. So I'll walk and jog those. and kickboxing, cardio kickboxing is certainly my favorite as well.
Okay. Awesome. 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 So when you got down to, let's say you reached your weight loss goal, what was it? 216 pounds?
Yes. I've lost 216 right now.
Okay. So what did that feel like as far as that accomplishment? Not only to see that 100, now you see another 100 pounds and 16 more. How did that feel? How did you feel, you know, from the shy big kid to, you know, right now, you know, as an adult who have lost 216 pounds, how does that feel?
It's surreal, to be honest. I look back at many of my pictures from when I was in the 380s, 385s, and I can't believe that was me. And I look at those pictures and I say to the people that are around me, like my family or myself, and I'll say, how did I allow myself to get that big? Like, I never realized I was that big until I'm on the other end of it now. So, you know, losing the weight has definitely helped my confidence much more than, you know, before, but I'm able to do so much more now. Like, and even the non-scale victories, going on an airplane and not having to ask for a seatbelt extender, going to a football game and not feeling uncomfortable about squeezing into a seat. You know, those are the things that have made my life just much more happier today because of the weight loss.
I got you. Awesome. What major lessons did you learn about yourself during that, after you reached your weight loss goals that you can share with others who are you're looking for inspiration? I know we talked earlier, and I don't mean to try to, you know, curate your answer, but we talked earlier before the recording of this, you mentioned your childhood, and you also mentioned about your shirt and your clothing line that you have. If you can show everybody, kind of sit up and show for, you know, your shirt and everything, and that meaning be behind that.
Yeah, thank you. So my shirt says "Empower Me," you know, to reach your true potential. And for me, as far as, you know, lessons, it's understanding that weight should not define you. And it's easy to say that because we live in such a society where, you know, we see things all over social media and TV, and the first thing that we see is image, right? But going through this as a teenager and into my adult years, being bullied, it can be very traumatizing, especially to children who are trying to be accepted by others around them in school. So Empower Me, that is my mission that I'm hoping to carry forward, and being able to speak to people and making sure that they understand the importance of self-worth, self-love, to just giving yourself grace. We might not be where we want to be as far as our weight, but giving yourself grace and understanding that it is a journey, and just remembering to love yourself through it all.
All righty. Love yourself through it all, through the good and through the bad. And I hope you found inspiration in today's episode. I appreciate you coming on to the Success Fitness Podcast. Tell everyone where they can reach you at, they want to connect with you, your website, Instagram, you know, wherever.
So I upload my weight loss journey on Instagram. So you can find me at Gator Girl Rosa. And that's the primary location that people can reach me at. I don't have a website yet.
All righty. This brings us to the end of another episode of the Success Fitness Podcast. This show is sponsored by my new e-cookbook, What to Meal Prep for Beginners, at successfitnessstore.com. You'll get 3 recipes for 1 high protein meal under 600 calories, step-by-step written and visual instructions, and also a free workout ebook. And you can get that at successfitnessstore.com. You can please join my Facebook group, Success Fitness Family. So just type in Success Fitness Family in the search group option. And also the link is in the description below. And so I just want to thank you for listening to the Success Fitness Podcast. I want to thank Miss Rosa Finelli for coming on to the Success Fitness Podcast and sharing with us her journey. And until the next episode, Success fitness is the mindset. And remember, success is golden. Hashtag more weight. Peace out.